Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we're in John chapter 5 today. And I'm going to read to you, I think, our Drivecast devotional. If you are following along with the content that we post in the app as well, you can read from 19 through 29. There's a great devotional there for today. I'm going to focus our time on just the first few verses here, 5, 19, 20, 21. It says, so Jesus said to them, and he's speaking to the Jewish people who have really rejected him and are, because he's calling himself the Son of God or making himself equal with God, they're, you know, claiming that he is blaspheming and they're having a hard time with that. And it says, so Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. Jesus says, right, the greatest work is yet to come, right? That God is going to raise Jesus, the Father is going to raise Jesus from the grave, and because Jesus has beat the grave, he gives life, right? Eternal life to all who come to him. He has that authority. That's something I said this past Sunday is, you know, Jesus has the authority over life and death. But the other thing I wanted us just to focus on is, you know, Jesus says the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. A consistent theme throughout Jesus' life and ministry is that as he thought about where he was going, what he was going to do, it was, I have to be about my Father's will. Perhaps the most iconic moment in the life and ministry of Christ is in the garden where he says, right, not my will, but your will be done. Where he says, Father, if there's any way this cup can pass from me, if there's any other way to accomplish the salvation of mankind, let's do it that way. But at the end, he says, not my will, but your will be done. We saw it this past week and this past Sunday in John chapter 4, where Jesus leaves Samaria, where he has been received very well, and people are coming to faith to him in droves. And he goes back to his hometown, where he does not receive the same kind of welcome, the same kind of faith in him that the Samaritans shown. And I just talk through that moment of, look, the Jesus' guiding question is, what is the Father's will? It's not what's easiest. His life is not about where am I going to be most comfortable, where do I think I'm going to be most popular, where am I going to experience the most success from a worldly perspective. It is, what is my Father's will? Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. And for us, as followers of Jesus, as adopted sons and daughters in the kingdom, we should be asking, hey, what is the King calling us to do? What do we see the Father doing? What did we see Christ doing during his ministry? And now, you know, we have the Holy Spirit living in us. Lord, what do you want me to be doing? I want to be about your will. We don't want to look at our life, our job, career, family, where we live, and simply think about, or even primarily think about, hey, what's going to be easiest? Or where am I going to make the most money? Or where does it seem like a nice place to live? I'm not saying you don't think about any of those things, but the primary, the operating question should be, Lord, where do you want me? What is the Father's will? I want to follow in the footsteps of Christ in that way, submitting to the Father's will, being led by the Holy Spirit, not processing my decisions or my direction primarily through how am I going to be received by others? What does the culture value? But rather, Lord, what is the Father's will? So I want to take a moment to pray. I want to give you an opportunity then to just pray and ask yourself maybe those questions or that question, Lord, what's the operating question sort of my life, the guiding question of my life? Am I making decisions in my life and choosing direction in my life based on these things that my own heart or the culture at large maybe says that's what's most important? Or am I processing it through the grid of, Lord, what is your will? How is the Holy Spirit leading? What does Christ call me to do? Let's take a moment. I'm going to pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray. Father, I do pray for everybody listening right now. God, if there's anyone listening who's not a believer in Christ, that comes first, is relationship with you. But then, Father, when we step into relationship with you through trusting Jesus, your Son, it should have an impact on our daily life. It's not just something we believe. It's someone that we follow. And so, Lord, the operating questions of our life begin to change, not where am I going to be best received, or how can I make the most money, or how can I have a successful career in the world's eyes. It's, Lord, I want to serve you. And so, God, I pray that you just speak to each one of us and remind us, Lord, help us to be about your will. Lead us by your Holy Spirit, and may that be first in our lives. May that be of most importance in our lives. Of utmost importance is, God, we want to be about your will. Lord, we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to think about that, to pray as well.